From the newsroom, hi, Peter Kaleem. It's a decision that could affect properties in just about every quarter of Humboldt County, as the Board of Supervisors Tuesday will discuss rezoning some 13,000 land parcels that cover 500,000 acres. Lost Coast Outpost reporting the board is attempting to make zoning consistent with underlying land uses as they were determined in the general plan update wrapped up in October of last year. Last month at a meeting, a number of people spoke out about the potential impact on environmental resources and entitlements. One speaker talked to potentially filing a complaint with the state's Fair Political Practices Commission. A Eureka man's been handed 10 years in prison for possessing methamphetamine with intent to distribute the drug and possession of a firearm in furtherance of the drug trafficking. 36-year-old Justin Stiglich copped a plea to having more than 200 grams of pure meth in his home and a loaded handgun when police arrived with a search warrant on December 7th last year. They also found $2,400 in cash and other paraphernalia. They say they also found text messages on his cell phone setting up drug deals. No arrests yet, but Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies say they found well over 300 pounds of pot along with some other contraband inside a self-storage facility on the 1600 block of Sutter Road in McKinleyville. An alarm had gone off at the site, and responding officers noticed a strong smell of pot. They also found 26 pounds of hash oil. The incident remains under investigation. Fatal crash Sunday afternoon on U.S. Highway 101 south of Mill Creek Campground. Officers found a two-vehicle collision involving a Saturn sedan and a Winnebago motorhome. The sedan had crossed into the opposing traffic lane and collided with the motorhome. The two occupants of the motorhome were transported to Sutter Coast Hospital, treated for minor injuries. The adult male occupant of the Saturn pronounced dead at the scene. The two occupants of the Winnebago reside in McKinleyville. Well, Mendocino County Sheriff's Office now using the We Tip program to fight crime in the county. WeTip provides a hotline number which anyone can call if they have information about any crime or potentially hazardous condition in the community. All callers to WeTip remain anonymous. The program also offers rewards of up to $1,000 for tips that ultimately result in a conviction. If you have information that could help law enforcement agencies bring criminals to justice, you can call WeTip at 1-800-732-7463. With news, I'm Peter Kaleem.